You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This week's parsha, we have the final makas that Hashem final plays that Hashem gave to Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael finally goes out of Mitzrayim. As we know, what's really brought down in Chazal, the final and last makkah was the most important one. That was the makkah where we say in the Seder, V'avai teber to Mitzrayim, ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy saraf, ani v'loy shaliach, ani hu v'loy acher. Shmocha b'chvoy de v'atzmo is the one who did the geula through makkahs b'chayrus. That's when Hashem revealed himself, and that's when Am Yisrael are ready to leave. They had to get to that stage to leave. So the question is, why Dafka Makkahs B'chayrus? What's so significant about Makkahs B'chayrus? Means what? The firstborn died. Not just down the firstborn, but every firstborn in Mitzrayim. B'chor Parish, Rakisoi, Pad B'chor Shvi, Pad B'chor Behema, even an animal B'chor. All the B'chayrus of Mitzrayim died. What's the significance of Bechor Adai? Here is supposed to be the revelation of Hashem. Ani hu v'lo acher. Hashem b'chvoydo be'atzmo is taken out of the Mitzrayim. Why it's being revealed through the Bechor? Maybe one could say that the Bechor was 10 makas, and the minute we reach the full 10, that's when we went out of Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk. You look at in Parsha Shmois, where Kashbohu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you should go and tell Paro, I'm going to take out Yisrael of Mitzrayim. So he told him, what does he say? The first introduction, the first communication that Moshe Rabbeinu has with Paro, before anything starts, he tells him, Hashem, what did Hashem say? Bini b'choyri Yisrael. My son, Am Yisrael, or my b'chor. Telling you to send my son away, and if you're not going to listen, I will kill your firstborn son, Yibchor. What the pasuk says, most of you should learn over here, we're talking about Makkahs B'chayrus. That's the message of Makkahs B'chayrus right away in the beginning. Right, and Rashi says over here, when Kadosh Baruch Hu says Bnei B'chayr Yisrael, so first of all, Am Yisrael called Losh Gedula, so Pshutu Midrash Shekarchot Kadosh Baruch Hu Mechiras HaBchayr Shlagach Yaakov Beisof. Am Yisrael are the B'chayr, because Yaakov took the Meis to the B'chayr. That's what it is. And Rashi says right after. So here is the B'chayr of Am Yisrael, they're the first, which we need to understand what that means. And then what does he tell him? I'm telling you right now in the beginning of the whole process, the last makkah will be makkahs b'chayrus. That's what it was. So right away in the beginning, he tells him, you will have makkahs b'chayrus. And the discussion over here is, b'ni b'chayr Yisrael. Am Yisrael or the b'chayr.
Would have relented after the first makkah, the second makkah, the third makkah, this.
Right. So
I know that
that's a good question. That really has to do with, this is not too, so much the topic today. We spoke about it 2 years ago, I think, if I'm not mistaken here, regarding the idea of the free will of power. So we know the first five he had free will, the second five, the chorus house doesn't have free will. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says right in the beginning, I know you will not take out of his life. He says it. Right away in that place. This time is the question. How it can be the power of free will, people who know this is going to happen? Question. Let's leave that question aside. It's a big question. Because does it go to the idea of Bechira? That's that discussion. But in terms of here we're saying right away, going back, you're right, maybe it will happen before. It tells him you eventually will reach Makkahs B'chayrus. And the Makkahs B'chayrus is because B'ni B'chayrus Yisrael. As she says, because Am Yisrael gets the B'chayrus. What you see over here, that the debate, that the significance, that the whole process of Yetzirah Mitzrayim is to reach Bechayrus. Is to reach Makkahs Bechayrus. That's what we're getting to. In order to come and emphasize B'nai Bechayrus as well. So what is the significance of Bechayrus? What's the idea behind Bechayrus? That we are trying to show through Makkahs Bechayrus, and that's what defines what Am Yisrael is, B'nai Bechayrus as well. What is this idea? And that's how, nice, we go to Mitzrayim, This is the last makkah. This is also the mitzvah that we have. It's not just a makkah b'chorus. As we learned the end of the parasha, you have the mitzvah of kadei shli kol b'chor, the kedusha b'chorah that Am Yisrael has for every male son, and for every behemoth that's born behemoth to Torah as kedusha b'chorah, and also by the donkeys, which is separate Indian, why the donkey from all behemoth space. But you have a kedusha b'chorah that continues forever. So it's not just that you have a b'chor, which is one thing, but that kedusha b'chorah remains with us. It's a start to the beginning, concludes the makas, and remains with us going on. And if Am Yisrael wanted to do the chait, the b'chorah would be the one working in Beis Hamikdash. So what's this idea, the significance of b'chorah that we learn in this parasha? The Arizal is known in the name of the Arizal. He explains that what is the idea of a b'chor in general. The Arizal says that all the hashpas, all what the parents give to their children, goes first to the b'chor, to the firstborn, and for him it goes on to all the other children. It brings the Gemara, where it says that if you have a b'recha, you have the water going down the mountain, you have different pools that belong to different people, the top pool gets all the water first, and waters his field, and then he delivers it to the next pools after him. That's what a b'chor does. A b'chor receives the water, the hashpa, the whatever Hashem bestows on him, the whatever the parents bestow, he gets first, and then he delivers it to the other brothers. That's why the Arizal says that's the source of the idea of kibud ach gadol, respecting the older brother, specifically a b'chor, because the b'chor is that source of hashpa. Everything that the parents give goes through the b'chor. That's what the Arizal says. So what do we see? The b'chor has something important. To explain this Arizal a little bit more, let's use the Maharal. The Maharal tells us that, let's start with the Maharal in one place. The Maharal speaks about the idea of beracha. The Chazal tell us that Torah starts with the letter Beis, Bereshis. Because Beis represents bracha, represents ribui bracha. So if it already asks, Beis is bracha, why? Because Beis is the first letter of bracha? Meaning, just because that letter represents the word of bracha, maybe the letter Beis means something else, like behala. Right? The word Beis can mean something bad. It can mean fear. Why do you choose to use the Beis for bracha instead of behala? So the Maharal writes very, very, very sharply against the Eben Ezra. It says bracha doesn't mean because the letter bracha, the letter Beis, is the first letter in the word bracha. It says the letter Beis represents bracha. What is bracha? Bracha means ribui. Means when things are added, right? In addition. You have something and it's misraub, it grows more and more. Beis is the beginning of multiplication, of ribui. One, echot, aleph, represents one. One stands on its own. When do you start having multiple? You start having more than one, in addition to the one. That's with Beis, that's the two. That's what bracha is. So bracha represents more than the initial start. You have the beginning, that's called the one, you have the one you have. And you want to add to it. Any addition starts with the Beis. The first step to add is to add one more. That is the Beis, the number two. That's what bracha is. That's why Beis represents bracha. Says the Maharal, that's if you look at the letters of bracha, they all are the second letters. Beis is Beis, second. Reish is the second in the hundreds, and Chaf is the second in the tens. So it represents the second. Beis, Chaf, Reish, Beracha, second, continue on. That's what Bracha represents. That's what the idea that the Torah starts with Reish is to represent the Bracha, the Ribui, the addition that you have. Very fitting. The Fiyim, you learn Masechet Brachas right now. Right? Talking about Brachas, Brachas is the first Masechta in Shas in Talmud in the Shas, in the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah is coming to add the Torah Shebichtav. The second Torah is the addition. Is the Torah Shebaal Peh is the bracha. Is the one that you have more. That's what bracha presents. Says the Maharal that the word bechayro is the same letters as bracha. Bechor is base chaf resh. Same letters as base resh chaf. Just the chaf and the resh turn around. It's actually in order when you speak about bechor. Base chaf and resh. And bracha is base resh and chaf. Saying what? The idea of a bechor is that he is the first stage, the first addition to his parents. The parents are individuals. You have a father, you have a mother, individuals. But the first stage of them creating a new addition comes with the Bechor. That refers to the Rashi when you have in Bereshis. When it says, it says a person will leave his parents, be with his wife, and there will be one basar, one flesh. Rashi says, so Rashi brings two explanations. And the second explanation he says,
you are listening to BensTorah.com.
Can't find it here, but he says, what is Baso Echad? Bavlat. The child which is born, that's the first one, the first addition when they become Baso Echad. They become one. Oh. Havlat Neitzel Deshtem, the Shom Nasa Besorim Echad. The son becomes one with the child. That's when the Maisa they become. That's the addition. That's when they leave their own individuality to become one. It's interesting, you know, we all find also the halacha. That when a kohenis, you know, a daughter of a kohen, a daughter of a levi, being the daughter of a kohen, if she married and her husband was nifter, she goes back to her father to eat truma, if the husband was a Yisrael. But if she has a child, then she stays a Yisrael. The child is what brings her to that second level. She's not any more individual, she belongs to the new place. That's the idea of the first child that comes out. That's the idea of Bechorah in general. A Bechor is the first one who takes the stage of the parents to the next level. Meaning, if you have to use other words, the parents have a potential in them. But the first time that you take it for potential to fruition, that's the Bechor. The minute that came, that fruition, that became the Basar Echad, there's the new addition. Now can we be striving more and more? The same way the Maharal explains the Gala Bracha. The Bracha is the first edition. Why the first edition? Because from here on, you have many more editions, but the first edition is the one that we're focused on. That's what the Torah starts with Bereishis, that first stage out of the individuality to get to more. That's the Hoitzah, Mina Koyach El Apoel, starting to take out from the potential after fruition. That's what a Bechor does to the parents. The first stage out of individuality to get to Bracha, Bechoyra, that's what a Bechor is. That's what seems to be what the Arizal says. That what a Bechor is the one that all the Ashpahs the parents have go through the Bechor. Why all the Ashpahs the parents have go through the Bechor? Because whatever they have, they go. The Bechor is that first stage going out of them. So mainly they get everything and he pours it on to the next, all the other additions go through that first stage out that the Bechor does. That's the oimik of what a Bechor is. When Am Yisrael come on Mitzrayim, let's say in the most simplest way, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from Am Yisrael? You know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was a king before the world was created. Before anybody was created, there was already Melucha of Hashem. But the tachas of this world is that the Hashem will be revealed through human beings. As we always speak about over here, the Oilam, Lashon Halem, the Oilam is, you can't say Kodesh Baruch Hu. What the task of the Adam is, what the job of a human being is to reveal this Kilu of Hashem. And that's the job of Am Yisrael. Am Zu Yotzai Tili, Tehilas Yisabeiru. What Abba Yisrael need to do is to reveal the Tehilah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is to come and be Megalan, come and to reveal in this world HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Abba Yisrael do. Abba Yisrael was born Dafka from Mitzrayim. Because what Mitzrayim did was the opposite. Mitzrayim revealed the other side, so to speak, of this world, of the hell of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of where Hashem is not revealed. And they come, and that's their mission in life, to show that part. And we see it in a few places. First of all, we have it in Parshas Akiv. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us we're going to Eretz Yisrael, it says, you should know that Eretz Yisrael is very different than what? Than Mitzrayim. And why is it different than Mitzrayim? You always have to wait for rain. But in Mitzrayim, they have the now, they have the Nilus. And they just take out water from the river. Everything comes up. They have the water with them. So they brought down the first year. And this is really the epitome, the difference between Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael are living together in Kodesh Baruch. When you have rain, what does it mean you have rain? You need rain, you need to daven to Hashem to have rain. The first thing the Adam did was daven for rain. As Rashi brings it, Parshas Bereishis, that all the leaves were already created in the beginning of the first day, in the third day. But they didn't, the grass, the trees, and the fruits didn't come out until came a human being and daven for them, says Rashi. So what Adam daven is, please bring me food, the sustenance of this world. That's what we daven for rain. That's what Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, limtar Hashemayim tishtemayim. We need to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Mitzrayim, they are, so to speak, on their own. I don't need any CEO from above. I can live my own life with my Nile and I'm okay. I don't need that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Kotzker, we always mention that Kotzker. The Kotzker says about the Nachash, or the snake, what was the punishment for the snake? Eat offer. Says the Kotzker, what's the big problem? It's a bracha. He has food wherever he goes. Says like the father doesn't want to have anything to do with his son. So he gives him the credit card and tells him, go away and don't deal with me. Do not connect me. Don't contact me. Don't call up. Leave me alone. That's what the Nachash has. Mitzrayim live in a world where they are living on their own. They have their credit card. They do what they want. That's what they represent. Chazal tell us that Mitzrayim mileya kshafin, they're full of kishuf, of witchcraft. We know the kishuf. Gemara tells us, what is kishuf? How do you define kishuf? A kishuf is makhishim pamal yashamala. It defies what a Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals in the world. Meaning, obviously it doesn't defy literally, but it seems to defy. It seems to say that you don't need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I can do it on my own. I can do whatever I need on my own. The whole Gilul or revelation of Hashem this doing it says a triumph is all the oasis to what happened. The Chatum came and said we can do it on our own, either belateim or belahateim, ma'isek shafim, ma'isek shadim. They use all kinds of different ways, all kinds of sorcery to come and bring about that Gilui that they could say I don't need Hashem, I can do it on my own. So the Gilui that we have in it says a triumph is Shmuel says I have an Am, I have a nation. They are going to be the ones who reveal the Kodesh Baruch in the world. That's what I have. That's what I'm trying to bring to the world. A Am that brings out the Gilui of a Kodesh Baruch. You have Hashem who's being mister, is being covered, so you can't see him in the world. Come Am Yisrael. What Am Yisrael do is to bring that out to fruition. Mimele Am Yisrael are the ones who are moitzi mina koyach el apoyal. They are the ones that take out for potential to fruition the revelation of Hashem in the world. That's what they do. That's the gil of Am Yisrael in this world. So therefore, Am Yisrael are called Bini Bechoyri Yisrael. They are the Bechor. Because the Bechor, the essence of Bechor, is the one who reveals that gil, that first stage, or tzom in a koyach lapol, going for potential to fruition that we have in his parents. That's what Am Yisrael do in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what they called Bini Bechoy Yisrael, because they are coming to reveal that first stage. The Ramchal, Maimar Chochma is a sefer. The Ramchal wrote to explain the davenings of Rosh Hashanah. And there he says the biggest yisoid. Really, it's Chazal, but he says it in a very clear way, that the way the tzura metukenes, the right way, the fixed way in this world, as an Am Yisrael will be the one ruling the world, and all the goyim will enjoy the fruits from the avoid of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael will be the head, and they will be the top, and everybody else will benefit from Am Yisrael. That's what he says. He says that's what we had. The time when we're closest to the time of Mashiach was the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech ruled the world. He was the king. And then all Am Yisrael, all the other Umos barely benefited from Shlomo HaMelech. That's what we do in Sukkot, the Sukkot which represents the time of Hosei Lavoi. We put Korbanos for all the Shivim Umos. We feed them. The Chazal tell us that the Umos would have known how much they benefit from Beis HaMikdash when they gave the Shivim Parim, gave the Shivim Umos, to make sure Beis HaMikdash was not destroyed. Because everything came from there. It says in Chazal that Shlomo HaMelech, he knew the roots that come out. Every source of life that goes anywhere to the world comes from Yerushalayim, comes from Tzion. Mitzion Michal Yoyfi Elokim Rafiah, from the source. Shlomo HaMelech knew the roots, that the pathway, the pipe that goes from Tzion to Africa, and he planted on that pipeline trees that grow only in Africa. Because the source of life, the source of everything that comes from Am Yisrael, comes from Eretz Yisrael, comes from the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which was revealed through Am Yisrael. That's the idea of, that's the right, the appropriate way for the world to be. Am Yisrael on the top, and everything else is coming through there. If you hear carefully, that's the idea of the Bechor that the Arizal says. The Bechor is stage one, where all the Hashbos go through him, and from him they go to every one of the other children. That's what Am Yisrael are. Am Yisrael are the Bechor, the first stage of the parents, the ones who are close to the parents, the stage out the parents, that from there all the Hashbos come out. The Bechor is in one end, as we mentioned, the first stage at Tzom Nekoyach Lepayal, and those are the holiest one, as the Maharal points out here in Gevurah Hashem, because the closer you are to the parents, the holier they are. You're closer to them. Am Yisrael is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're closer to the source, the closer you are to the Kedusha. So when it's in the right way, the Kedusha is on top, everything else gets for it, that's the appropriate way for the world, the pyramid. But when it's not the right way, everything turns around, so then the world looks like it is today. It's not the way the Hashpah needs to be in the world. That is the Gilui of Bini Bechoyri Yisrael. Am Yisrael is the Bechor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ones who reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, the one that from them everybody else enjoys. Everybody else benefits. That's the Bechoyri of Am Yisrael. So mainly the first message HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to Paro is Bini Bechoyri Yisrael. That's the first thing. And he tells them ultimately, you know what we're going to be revealing over here? Am Yisrael is coming out of Mitzrayim. Because Am Yisrael is revealing the exact opposite of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim are the ones that are showing the Gilui of not the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They are the source. They are the ones, the source of all the other Umos. To show Mitzrayim, you have Reishis Goyim Amalek, and you have Reishis Umos, Mitzrayim, you have other Reishis, the beginning of what? They show that path of not being connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, why? They are the ones that are living on the Nile. They're the ones that have the Kishuf. They are the ones that stand on their own. It says the power is Loshon Oirif. Oirif is the back, the neck. The ones that don't see the face of the Kishuf, they live in the back. They're behind. They don't see it. They're not seeing the Gilu Kishuf. They represent that they're on their own. All the power was saying is Li Yoriv Ani Yitzizini. It says, I'm God. Not just time, they held themselves on a dessert, which is one thing. But he held, there's no other God in the world. I'm the one, we are sustained on our own. We don't need anything else. Am Yisrael is coming out of Mitzrayim to show the exact opposite. So immediately the gilui of that thing is that the Mitzrayim are down and Am Yisrael are up. And it's not just time the Mitzrayim are down and Am Yisrael are up, but that the gilui of the Mitzrayim is they're revealing a source, the beginning of Tumah in the world. They're the place of Tumah. And Amiso is revealing the Gedusha in the world. It's Yitzrayim or the Bechor of Tumo, Amiso the Bechor of Tahara, of Gedusha. So the ultimate revelation where Amiso coming out of Yitzrayim is how? Makas Bechorus. The Bechor, because Bechor represents that initial fruition, initial potential comes out to fruition. That's what a Bechor represents. The Mitzrayim showing the Koyach HaPoel of Tuma. They bring that about. Am Yisrael shows the Koyach HaPoel to Gdusha. So he means the Gilui of the Bechor of Am Yisrael is when you take away the Bechor of the Mitzrayim. Really, the whole Mitzrayim is one big Bechor, as the same way the whole Am Yisrael is one big Bechor. But he Bechor Yisrael is all Am Yisrael. But in order to present the Am Yisrael as a Bechor, you megale it through the Bechor, through the idea of Bechor. So all the firstborn of Mitzrayim die, in order to reveal who's the real Bechor in the world, which is Am Yisrael. And the Gedusha of the Bechor of Am Yisrael remains forever to continue that concept. You are Am Yisrael as a whole, you're the Bechor. So therefore, your Bechor is Kadosh to represent that Am Yisrael as a whole is a Bechor. Therefore, you have Gedusha's Bechor on human beings, you have Gedusha's Bechor on animals, you have Gedusha's Bechor because Am Yisrael, as it's brought in the Pasha, the Kaddish that he called Bechor, can he call Bechor? Why has Bechorus? Because he saved the Bechorus when the Bechorus of the Mitzvah died. There was a revelation of the idea of Bechor. One Bechor was gone, that's Mitzrayim as a whole. One Bechor began, that's Bechor of Am Yisrael, and that represents through the Makas Bechorus, where you have Bechor of the Mitzvah going away, Bechor of Am Yisrael becoming Kedusha in the top, which represents all Am Yisrael. That's the idea of Makas Bechorus. That's why this Makkah is how Am Yisrael goes out of Mitzrayim. Because Am Yisrael coming out through the Gilul there of the Hotzom and the Koyach HaPoel. In this Makkah comes the revelation. Ani! Ani v'loi Malach, Ani v'loi Sarf, Ani v'loi Shaliach, Ani v'loi Ach, a revelation because he woke himself. As the Ramban, as we mentioned last week, the Ramban, then this expression, the most famous Ramban says, the revelation of the tribe, it revealed Hashem, and Kishmok revealed only once. Because from here on, we have to believe we saw it once, so we know it's always there. Here's the revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu comes with the Bechorah. Because the revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu comes with the ones that continue their revelation. The revelation comes through Am Yisrael. How does Kadosh Baruch Hu reveal himself? Through the birth of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael are the Bechorim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself through Makas Bechorahs. That's why Ani Hu V'lo Yachir is revelation Davka Makas Bechorahs. When Am Yisrael is born, the cats of Am Yisrael. Bechor is not just Stam and Mako, the first dead, there's a lot of Makas, one of them also the firstborn has died. But Bechor represents the whole essence of what Mitzvah Yisrael is all about. Am Yisrael is being born through Makas Bechor, because Am Yisrael is a Bechor. A Bechor is the one who brings out the potential, the Gilui, Hotzom, the Koyach HaPoel, that's what Am Yisrael is all about. These weeks is the weeks of Shevivim. Shevivim is the Rosh HaTevus of Shmois, Behero, Boi B'Shach, Yisro Mishpatim. When we're going out of Mitzrayim, we're dealing with these weeks, as we know, in Kabbalah tell us, Arizal, in length, but also before, the idea of Shevivim is at the time of Tikkun Akri. Tikkun Akri means is to fix up the potential that did not come to fruition. Because the idea of the Holy Tzias Mitzrayim spoke about here once in the past, the whole shir. But the whole idea of Tzias Yitzrayim is the Gilui Yotzom Min HaKoyach El HaPoyal, the Gilui of Makas Bechorus. So Mimele, when Am Yisrael, when we're dealing in the revelation of Yotzom Min HaKoyach El HaPoyal, that's when we have the Gilui, we have the revelation of, if that's where Makas Bechorus, that's we have also a Tikkun for any Yotzom Min HaKoyach El HaPoyal which did not come. Any potential that not come to fruition, we fix because we're dealing in Yitzom Yakorach HaPoel. It's part of the same idea. But we take for this parasha is that Am Yisrael is the revelation of Hashem. That's the whole essence of who we are. We are the ones that reveal Akash Baruch in the world. When Yaakov, when Esav says the Bechor to Yaakov, says Akash Baruch to Moshe Rabbeinu, to what Rashi says, be Bechor Yisrael. Here's what I'm telling you: the Am Yisrael is really the Bechor. Because Esau was supposed to be the one who reveals the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. You always speak about Esau. Esau had no interest. So Yaakov took the Bechor, who is one revealing. His whole essence is to come and represent Kadosh Baruch Hu to the world. Am Yisrael is not just just a nation who does mitzvahs. But the whole essence is to bring out to fruition the potential of Gilui Hashem in the world. That's our avodah, to bring out the potential to fruition. Hoytzom in akoyach lapoyal, being a true bni b'choyri Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.